The public will get a chance to weigh in on a large condominium project proposed for three single-family lots in the 3,400 block of Shelburne Street. A staff report initially recommended the six-story, 95-unit development move forward without a public hearing, as it already conformed to the district's official community plan. But council was swayed Monday night by the concerns of neighbors, who said the building proposed by Abstract Developments would be too large and out of character for the neighborhood. The public hearing will likely be held in April or later. Resident Donna Blair said neighbors are concerned about increased traffic and the effect of that kind of density on the livability of the area. Others worried about shading from the large building, the loss of some trees and the lack of affordable units in the project. "It's very clear tonight, the public has an interest in having a public hearing," said Cown. Colin Plant. "I think it's important that sometimes when the public says, we're uncomfortable with this, that we listen." A number of councillors said Abstract Developments should have the chance to incorporate public feedback into the development proposal. "It would be very pragmatic for the applicant to consider elements of affordability prior to this coming to a public hearing," said Plant. Abstract founder Mike Miller said the firm will look at how to provide the kind of density called for in the Shelburne Valley Action Plan while responding to neighbors' concerns. The project, set for the corner of Shelburne Street and Freeman Avenue, will offer studio, 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units. Mayor Dean Murdoch said developers considering projects on the Shelburne corridor should be aware that council wants to see a mix of housing types that respond to the district's needs. "That needs to be reflected in the composition and design of these buildings," he said. "I'm going to send a very strong message that I think this building needs to incorporate some of those aspects that we hope to achieve to create a variety of homes for people in this community." A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColonist.com.